My life today, August 31. I may shine as the stars forever and ever. Rewards of service. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. He who has appointed to every man his work, according to his ability, will never let the faithful performance of duty go unrewarded. Every act of loyalty and faith will be crowned with special tokens of God's favor and approbation. To every worker is given the promise, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." However short our service or humble our work, if in simple faith we follow Christ, we shall not be disappointed of the reward. That which even the greatest and wisest cannot earn, the weakest and most humble may receive. Heaven's golden gate opens not to the self-exalted. It is not lifted up to the proud in spirit. But the everlasting portals will open wide to the trembling touch of a little child. Blessed will be the recompense of grace to those who have wrought for God in the simplicity of faith and love. The brows of those who do this work will wear the crown of sacrifice, but they will receive their reward. To every worker for God, this thought should be a stimulus and an encouragement. In this life, our work for God often seems to be almost fruitless. Our efforts to do good may be earnest and persevering, yet we may not be permitted to witness their results. To us, the effort may seem to be lost. But the Savior assures us that our work is noted in heaven, and that the recompense cannot fail. Though his life may be hard and self-denying, in the sight of heaven it will be a success, and he will be ranked as one of God's noblemen. They that be wise shall shine as the brightest of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.